Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show, ladies and gentlemen. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Taking a break from painting for a little bit tonight. We've got a fantastic band from Southern California, well, the Santa Barbara area, the Paradise Kings, and on the line, we've got Henry and Janet, Jeff and George. How are you guys tonight?
We're good. We're really good.
Yep.
Nice.
We're good.
Yeah.
Nice. Outstanding.
Spider the fire, we're good.
Yeah, spider the
I
fire.
I was going to say, is everybody safe and secure and whatnot? We've been seeing on the news, it just looks terrible. Terrible tragedy.
It is terrible.
Mm. Yeah.
We have to wear masks.
Smoke is terrible.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's bad news, man. Bad news. It's, we hope everybody, continues to be safe and, they get that situated. I understand it. It's been real dry out there, and it's just they have no idea how it started, do they? Is it lightning, do you think? Or do you think it was some knucklehead? Or
we don't know yet.
There's so many fires going all at once, it's hard to tell and a little suspicious.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
We don't really know.
Yeah.
That's crazy. It's crazy when things like this happen. It's I saw a video on Facebook earlier of people helping animals out too. A lot of people don't realize horses and the like, it's kind of a rural, there's rural areas out there, rural pockets, and it's can be bad, very, very bad.
Oh yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. No, a lot of horses and animals had to be rescued.
Wow. That's too bad. Well, like I said, I hope they get it, secure soon. My heart just goes out for everybody, affected out there. That's a bad scene, man. Bad scene. So, the Paradise Kings. How'd you guys come
sir.
About? You got to tell us the story of how you met and how all this started.
George, why don't you start off? You and Jeff started it.
I was playing in a band. Actually, I was just looking around to get another musical thing going. I was in a band and I was looking to do something else. And I answered an ad for a blues drummer, and I ended up meeting a guy named Gordon Jennings. And, and he ended up being the original bass player in the Paradise Kings. That little thing that we got involved with didn't work out, but Gordon brought me in on this other band, and that didn't work out. And then that kind of morphed into Jeff showing up one night at a party. And, I really liked Jeff's guitar playing, and Gordon and him kind of knew each other. And so then us three kind of formed a little group, and we needed a singer. And we put an ad out, and thank God really Henry and Jan were the second people that we, quote unquote auditioned. So, it was a lot of Craigslist. Thank God for Craigslist.
Well, that's fantastic. Fantastic. Now, Jan, I see on, in my show notes, you've got a little bit of a nickname there, Little Detroit, Little Detroit.
That's
I happen
correct.
To be from Detroit. How does
Sweet.
That come about?
Well, many, many years ago, I had a friend that was a drummer that gave me that nickname because I am from Detroit. And
nice.
I grew up there, and then I moved to Arizona. So, and I always have, I'm a loving person, but I got a little bit of edge. And when he would see me sing, he'd go, "Girl, you are just Little Detroit." So for years, he called me Little Detroit. And that's it.
I'm telling you. That's outstanding. Yeah, I grew up in the suburbs
is.
North.
You can't take it out. You were
no,
grew up
no,
where?
You definitely can't. I grew up in the suburbs north, Mount Clemens area, that neck of the woods. And then,
I know it well.
you know, when I became of age, so to speak, and it was time for me to get out of the nest, yeah, down to the city I went, and yeah, it's an experience. It's an experience. I got out too, though. Yeah. I moved as soon as I could.
Yeah.
I guess it's coming back. So that's
cool.
It's
a great place to be from, but I love Detroit because it gives you people from Detroit don't quit. They're persevere. They don't stop. There's a strength there, and that's what you take with you when you go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's cool. So you guys met through ads and whatnot, and then everybody kind of clicked, and it started happening, and you guys are playing. You guys do a lot of you guys have all kinds of gigs, right? Wineries, corporate events, private parties, local venues, blues events. You guys just play all over, right?
Yep. And nonprofit.
As much as we can.
One of the things you get to do is nonprofit.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool. That's fantastic. I want to let people know. Well, you know what? Let's play a track first. I like to play a track early in the show because it I call it baiting the hook, so to speak, because it really shows people. This is a fantastic band. I liked your guys' band a lot. When Doug sent over all the tracks, I listened to them, and I was just like, oh, yeah, these guys are really good. Now, I've got all eight of your guys' tracks queued up here. We haven't really talked beforehand, but which track should we – what do you think we should hit people with first?
I don't know, guys. What do you think?
69 Chevy.
Yeah.
Outstanding. It's a good one.
Track
it's
number
one. Here it is, folks. It's Paradise Kings, 69 Chevy.
Chevy. Climb behind the wheel and crank the key. She rolled light, made me free. Cruising around town, hitting all the speed. Well, she knew what she was doing, pushing through the pages. Her name wasn't Alice, Jamma Betty. My one and only 69 Chevy. Two young lovers screaming down the road. No one to cruise, let all just flow. Folks said to sip my cup of sin.
Chevy, the Paradise Kings. Oh my gosh, we are having a crazy evening around here. We've got the band on the line with us here. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
Gotcha. And you can hear me now, right?
Sorry about
disappearing on that, on you guys like that. For those who don't know, I suddenly vanished for a second. But I'm back. Oh man. Anyhow, Paradise Kings, we're talking, and you guys are just a fun band. I bet everybody has a pretty good time when they see you. Now, you guys not only perform live, but you also have your album out as well. Tell us
a little bit
about that.
Henry?
George? Go ahead, George.
After the band started, I thought we were pretty good, you know. Mm-hmm. I thought we were a pretty good band, and I wanted to get us into the studio. So I started writing some songs, and I took them over to Jeff, and we just kind of worked them up, kind of wanted to see if they were going to be any good, and we kind of liked them, so I thought, well, hey, let's just get into the studio, and I produced a record, and everybody did a fantastic job, and thank God we had an amazing engineer, Angus, at Orange Whip Studios, and there it is. I mean, it actually worked out really, really well.
Nice. Well, the name of the album is Controlled Burn, and folks, wherever you're listening to the show right now, if you're listening on my website or our show page or wherever, and in the podcast in the future, right there as part of that is a link to the Paradise Kings website, paradisekings.net, and it's a fantastic website. I like it a lot. And right at the top of the page says Buy Album. When you click on the Buy Album, it'll take you to the Buy Album page, and there's links on that page. You can pick this up at CD Baby, Bandcamp, Reverb Nation, iTunes, Spotify, all of them, and there's links to all those. So I suggest you do that. That's a good thing. Of course, in addition to all of that, one of the I tell people all the time when they ask me, where should we buy the music from, you know, your artists that you have on the show and stuff, and I'm like, well, you know, the best place to buy music is at a show, in my opinion, you know. But if you're not in the area, definitely pick it up digitally, and that's a good thing. Controlled Burn. I'm seeing you also have a live album, Live at Soho.
Yeah, we do. That was our first album. We were playing at Soho in a Santa Barbara Blues Society competition about 2 years ago. They had asked us to perform. We were a new band at that point. And we brought a couple originals and mostly some covers, and we recorded the session that we had there and put it down, and it sounded darn good. So we knew we had something a couple years ago.
Well, that's fantastic. And yep. I think we should probably introduce everybody in the band. Why don't we go around the room a little bit, and you guys can introduce yourself and tell what you do in the band. Your particular job?
Well, I'll start it off. My name is Henry. My name is Henry Garrett, and I'm the front man. I'm the singer, lead singer, and I'm also joined with the other singer who, go ahead, Jan.
Jan Ingram, Little Detroit, and I'm married to Henry, and we've been doing music for a while together, and we're so happy to be with this band and sharing this journey through the blues world.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm George Lambert. Henry also is playing the harmonica. Also, starting to do that. It's really cool. I play drums, and I wrote the lyrics to 7 of the 8 songs on the Controlled Burn CD. Gordon Jennings, the original bass player, wrote the lyrics and some of the music to Three Strikes, which is the third song on our CD.
Nice. That's cool.
Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I'm Jeff, and Jeff Gring, and I do all the guitar stuff.
Okay.
So that's what I do.
And you did well.
Jeff also wrote all the music, the original music to in our album. He wrote all that music.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Very, very cool.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Rush into Old Navy for gifts that go the distance, like Old Navy Active for the family. Today only, all Old Navy Active is 50% off. But hurry, it's just one day only today at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 12/10, excludes in-store clearance and maternity.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring, it's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
In October, you can help others while you heal yourself. L'Apothecary Unique is donating a portion of our proceeds to the Cancer Center. L'Apothecary Unique is the place to go for holistic, gluten-free skincare products. Each product starts from scratch in Tennessee, where all the flowers and herbs are homegrown. Everything is handmade and made to order. L'Apothecary Unique also offers hair care, beard and mustache oil and balm, smudge sticks, blessings oil, and medicinal salves. Use the code THINKPINK the entire month of October to get 10% off your purchase. Remember, we're also donating part of every sale in October to the Cancer Center. www.etsy.com/shop/L'Apothecary Unique.
Well, it's cool. You know, bands are interesting. I'm a painter by trade, and I have no musical ability whatsoever other than listening and enjoying. But all my friends seem to be musicians. I've always grown up – everybody seems to – that's who I hung out with. You know, they had the best parties and stuff. Most interesting people, I thought. But it's very, very cool because I know bands don't always mesh, and it seems like you guys do. And that's a very special thing when that happens, you know?
It is.
Well,
we all
came together with the same idea. You know, I think we wanted to produce some good music. And we also wanted to have some fun on stage. So the big a big draw of our band is this live performance. We rock the place. I'm telling you, we bring the house down wherever we're at. We get the whole place jumping and dancing. And that's what we're about. We're about high energy.
Nice.
So it's our live show that really does it.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic.
Yeah, we're not the normal blues band that's just going to sit there behind their microphones and just stand there and give you it. We're going to give it to you. We leave it on the floor. I come off the stage after 3 hours. I'm dripping wet. I can hardly walk.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of show we're doing. All of us are like that.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
and life is short. It should be fun.
Right, right. Well, I like going to a show. I like going to a live show where you and this will sound kind of new agey, and I apologize, but I don't know any other way to describe it. But you'll see when the band's just in that zone and it's happening, and it's like they throw this energy to the crowd, and then the crowd like throws it back at them, but amped up
a little
bit. And it just keeps happening, building and building. It's magic, man. It's magic. It's really cool. You don't see that.
That's what we got going on.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll say that I've been in quite a few bands in my playing career, and I've never seen the kind of audience, shall we say, participation as I have in any other band that I've played in than this band. And it's it does feel good, you know, when people are enjoying it. It's a lot better than when they're, you know, when they used to walk out the door in my other bands, you know what I mean? It's definitely a better feeling. I'll just say that.
Outstanding. Let's play another track, you guys. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. Little Detroit, go ahead.
I was going to say my favorite track, you know, I love singing, but my favorite track is I'd Sing the Blues If I Had Them, because one of the lines in there speaks to like a dysfunctional band we've been in the past. And this band is like a family. I love these broskies. And that I'd Sing the Blues If I Had Them is such a great song.
Well, you know what? Let's play it. I've got it right here. You guys want to hear it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Outstanding. Here it is, guys. Yes. The Paradise Kings. I'd Sing the Blues If I Had Them. was, folks, the Paradise Kings. I'd sing the blues if I had them. Fantastic track. I like that a lot. Jan, you're right. That's a good track. I love it.
I do.
Oh, fantastic. Now, we were just talking off the air, and I was not aware of this, but it's very, very cool. Henry, why don't you tell us about it? Because this is exciting stuff, man.
Well, I was just saying that last month we performed the Santa Barbara Blues Society. Every year puts together a battle of the bands. They call in, they invite a bunch of the blues bands from the area. And all the blues societies actually do this all over the United States. They choose a winner, and that winner is sent to Memphis in January to perform at the International Blues Challenge. And that's about 200 other blues bands from around the world come into Memphis. And it's music all week long, and we won. We won it about last in October, and we are the winners from Santa Barbara Blues Society, and we're on our way to Memphis. I know. I just am tingling.
I'm telling you, I would be as well. And you were saying that's going to be this month, right? The 16th through the 20th.
In January 16th.
Oh, January. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
January. Yeah.
Right after the holidays.
What a way to start the new year off. How
cool.
We're
set. We got our rooms. We got everything set to go. I'm chomping at the bit to get on that plane.
Nice.
We'd be walking
fantastic.
In Memphis.
Yeah, we'd be
walking in
Memphis.
That's right. That's cool. That is very, very cool. Pardon me. I need another cup of coffee here. Stat. Oh, man, you guys got
to. You just need oxygen, bro.
I'm telling you, it's what it is.
I'm a nurse
and
with a day job.
It's this time of year, and we're just, oh man, it's 18-hour days every day till the holiday,
yeah.
You know. And Christmas orders, they come in. It just happens every year. And in addition, though, we're very fortunate and we're very blessed. This weekend is our first cold weekend. I'm in South Florida. And we had a cold front come in, so we have the windows open and everything, but it's like 60 degrees here. We don't know what to do. But we're enjoying it. So we've got hot coffee and good blues, and I'm pretty happy here. Pretty happy. It's pretty cool. So that's fantastic. I also want to mention, again, wherever you're listening to, we have a link up to the Paradise Kings website, paradisekings.net. And when you get there, one of the cool things I like about the album, up at the top there, click on the gigs page, and you guys do play a lot. I'm seeing it seems like almost every weekend.
We are. Ever since we won the contest, yeah, the phone's been running off the hook. Everybody wants to hear us. Everybody wants to bring us down and get everybody dancing. That's what we're about.
That's fantastic. Well, next Friday, coming Friday, right? You guys are playing the Figueroa Mountain Brewing Company in Santa Barbara.
Right, down in the Funk Zone. We have a place here in Santa Barbara called the Funk Zone down by the wharf. It's where all the great action happens. And this is going to be our first gig at the Figueroa Brew House. It's a place we've always wanted to get into, and here we go. We're going to just rock that place.
Nice. So
it's going to be a huge party.
Oh, go ahead.
It's going to be a huge party. We got Gordon coming in from Arizona,
nice.
Our original bass player, and we're going to have a lot of people down there. It's going to be pandemonium.
That's right. So any Santa Barbara Blues listeners, come on down and have a beer and
nice.
Some blues.
Nice. And the action starts at 7 p.m. next Friday, December 15th. So, yeah, get down there, man. Get down there. Try to get a little early so you can, grab
yeah.
a table or whatnot, too. That's always always a good
get
thing.
Get in the door.
Yeah, get in. Get in the place. It amazes me, too, because it's, that's an old trick. Never go at the time that's posted on the flyer. Always try to go a little earlier.
Yeah.
In your interest to do so, folks. Always the case. Always the case.
And you know, one
cool.
other fun gig that's not public is the mayor from Santa Barbara is a good friend of ours and has always supported our music. And it's her eighth year, and she's terming out.
Nice.
So we're going to play on January 6th, her retirement party, which will be a fun, good way to end her reign as the mayor of Santa Barbara. And we feel honored to play for her.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Now, she could just, you know, clean up the town a little bit because there's so much crime. No, I'm kidding, of course. Santa Barbara is the model that every city should strive to be like. It's beautiful, you know. Pretty nice.
Except for all the ash right now.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
We're covered in ash.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's raining ash here. It's actually raining ash.
Yeah, it's raining
from the
ash.
Fire.
It's like snow. Yeah.
I saw a picture.
We just got out of
picture.
A company party and are outside, and Henry's getting, like, it looks like dandruff on his black jacket. It's
oh,
ash.
My gosh. Oh, my gosh. I saw a picture, and it showed from space, and you could see, like, the, you know, the California coast and everything, and but you could see the smoke from space, like, going out over the ocean. It was crazy. Well, be safe, you know.
Yeah, and we send out prayers to all those that lost their homes and all those that are in harm's way. We just send out blessings and prayers for them.
Oh, yeah. And it's, I tell you, I went through my my first hurricane this summer down here. And
yeah, we saw that on the TV.
You know, but the weird thing, you know, I lived in California for, I don't know, about a decade, you know, and you have earthquakes and various degree, you know, fires and stuff. And you get used to wherever you're at. But I tell you something I learned this last time is listen, when they say evacuate, and there's a reason they're saying that, you know?
Okay.
Yep.
Hey guys, sorry about that. Can you hear me now?
I can hear
can
you.
Can hear you now.
Oh my gosh. It keeps dropping me tonight. I don't know. I will fix everything.
Trust me.
I tell you, I'm going to start paying more attention to that and just taking those nights off. It's the whole month, though.
Just want to let you know that we lost Jeff. He had to go somewhere with his friend.
Oh, okay.
So,
well, sorry
about
that.
He's no longer on the line. That's okay.
No problem.
Okay. He wanted me to tell you that thank you again. It was an honor for him to be on. You know, he said it was an honor to be on your show. This is really a wonderful experience for all of us. We've never experienced this kind of stuff, you know.
I wish it was a little more cohesive. Gosh, I tell you, it'll sound wonderful in post production. We will. All of that will just disappear. It'll just be
right.
Fantastic. Let's play another track, guys. We've got "Butter Me Up."
The girls' team.
"Butter Me Up."
Girls'
team.
I gotcha. Here it is, folks. It's the Paradise Kings. Butter Me Up.
Thank you. you tell me the truth, or just playing the dance?
And we're back, folks. The Paradise Kings. The Paradise Kings. That was Butter Me Up. Another fantastic track. Man, just such a good band. Such a good band. And I was just talking to Henry off the air, and Henry was telling me, you know, just how excited he gets on stage performing their music and whatnot. And it's very infectious, and it really resonates, Henry. I really dig it. Good stuff.
Thank you. I mean, it really is. It's just what you were talking about. We give out that energy, and then the audience gives it back to us, and it's just back and forth, and it just keeps growing and growing until just everybody's screaming. So
nice.
I know. To experience that, I never got that in the jazz scene. So,
I hear you.
So polite.
Well, you know, and when it's right and the stars have aligned, it's just how that is. You know, it's fantastic. Fantastic. Well,
thank
it's
you.
Cool. And folks, the album is very fantastic too. And we've played a little bit of it tonight, but really, you got to get the whole thing. Controlled Burn. Like I said, get over to paradisekings.net, click on the buy album up at the top, and it comes up. The album page opens up, and it's very, very cool. And if you're, you know, I understand sometimes, you know, things happen in life. If you're broke as a joke, hey, there's a Spotify logo there. Click on that and, you know, listen to the Paradise Kings 20,000 times in a row, and that'll help them out too.
We like
that. Oh, man. Very, very cool. Well, again, paradisekings.net. I suggest you also click on all their social media. They're on Facebook. They're all over the place. And that way you can keep up to date with what's going on with the Paradise Kings, and they've got a lot of stuff on. And I want to give a shout out before I forget to Mr. Doug Deutsch, his publicity services. Okay. If you need help with your PR and you're in a creative endeavor, like a band or some such, and you need somebody to help out on the PR side of things, we have a link to Doug there as well. Get a hold of him, and he's a good guy to have in your corner, man. A good guy to have in your corner. Introduced us. You know, me to the Paradise Kings here, him, Janet, and the rest of the guys. Very, very cool stuff.
He's really been he's taken us national. You know, that's all I can say. You know, we were just a Santa Barbara cover band and putting out our first CD, and with his help, you know, we were on a radio show that actually a national syndicated radio show, and they played that song Sing the Blues If I Had Them, that was on their rotation for a week, you know, to have that.
Nice.
It was wonderful. And I want to thank you, and I want to thank Doug and everybody that's put in the hard work and stuff to help this along.
Absolutely. And you guys are I'm telling you.
I hope we play in your area. Well, if we, I hope we play in Florida sometime in your area. And I want you to come on down. I want you to come on down.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
Dance.
Let me put it this way. We have a lot of – we bought this house about a year ago, and we have a lot of bands come through. We know a lot of people.
Nice.
And, we have a guest room. And also
– Florida.
Yeah. We also have a washer and dryer. That's always good news for a band on tour.
That's true.
Gets a lot of use. and we're a 10-minute walk from the beach, so that's a good thing, too.
That's nice.
It's not bad. Not bad. Well, very, very cool. And I know you guys have a an event you guys are at tonight, so we're going to let you guys get back to that and whatnot. Again, folks, ParadiseKings.net. I want to thank you guys for being on tonight and, you know, classing to join up around here. That's very, very cool. just keep doing what you're doing, man. You're real good at it. And I really want to have you guys back on when you get back from the Memphis gig, you know, because I want to hear
you.
All about that. That's exciting stuff.
Thanks for bringing back a lot of Michigan memories.
Oh, and you too, Jan. You too. It's do you ever get back?
It's been a while. I've been still in the family back there, but mostly I was little in Detroit, and I take it with me wherever I go.
That's how I am. Same way. Well, cool. Well, have a great holiday, you guys. And listeners, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say you as well. You have a Merry Christmas and happy holiday.
Absolutely. I got to go in here in a second and apologize to my gal and our puppy. It's that Mercury in retrograde, man. I'm telling you.
That's it.
Right on Mercury.
I'm telling you. Well, fantastic. Well, folks, this show will be thanks again for being on, and we'll close things up, and then I'm going to also fix this up tonight in post-production. I will tag you guys as soon as it's posted. It will definitely be tonight.
That's great.
Very, very cool. And thanks again, man. Thanks again. Folks, this what is tonight? Tonight, Saturday. We're off tomorrow night. But we will be back on Monday. Monday evening, I believe 6 o'clock on the East Coast, and that'd be 3 o'clock on the West Coast. We've got Heidi Ray, a country singer-songwriter, has a new Christmas single out we're going to be playing and talking about and whatnot. So good stuff. This show, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms, including iTunes. So if you are listening to our show in the future on iTunes, the podcast, do me a favor. Well, hello from the past, first off. But do me a favor. Hit that ratings and review. It puts us up at the top of the page. And, you know, that helps out a lot, man. That keeps us right where we need to be. So good stuff. We will see you all Monday. Have a great night, everybody, and a great weekend. And for our friends out in California, you know, keep the faith and, you know, kind of hunker down and listen for those updates. And I hope everyone gets through unharmed and whatnot. We're thinking about you.
Thank you for that. God bless the blues.
I'm telling you, God bless the blues. We will see everybody Monday. Have a good night, everybody.
Night.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.